Greetings, my brothers and sisters. I'm so happy to be able to speak to you on the website again. And I have to tell you that I prayed a lot for you over the Easter and especially Divine Mercy. We had a beautiful Mass and a holy hour, and I prayed many hours for all the people that come to me through the phone, through Skype, through the website, everything. And I really ask Jesus to really bless you all. And you know, now we're in these days, which for the next weeks we will be preparing for the great feast of the coming of the Holy Spirit, and the month of May, which is a beautiful month, the month of Our Lady. And there's many, many, many feast days. Of course, we have the Ascension, which is on the 9th of May. And we also have Pentecost Sunday, but I'll talk to you before that. But I just want you to know that next week, before I pray with you all, I want to tell you that on the 16th of April, which is Tuesday the 16th of April, I'm going to be taking Skype calls from 11 to 1. So if you would like to Skype me for me to say a prayer with you. And then on Wednesday the 17th, I'm going to be on the phone, just the regular telephone, from 11 to 1. And then on the 19th, which is a Friday, I'm going to be on FaceTime from 11 to 1. So those are the three times, because, you know, I travel so much, but since I'm home for a rest and have time, I felt it would be nice to give you an opportunity, those of you who would love to get me to pray with you on Skype the 16th, phone the 17th, and FaceTime the 19th. And I certainly will prepare by turning to the Lord for all of you. And I want to pray with you now and ask Jesus to really bless you in this spring time. And we know that lots of young people will be getting ready to do exams, to graduate. You know, it'll fly. It's hard to believe that we're almost into May, but we have a little bit to go yet. But let me pray with you and ask Jesus to really bless you now and to give you great faith and trust in him. You know, every day I hear so many beautiful testimonies of people coming to Jesus, of people getting healed, and I tell people, you know, the best gift we have is to talk to Jesus, is prayer. Because, you know, prayer is to the soul what air is to the lungs. If you don't have oxygen, if you don't breathe, you die. Well, you know, it's the same with us in our spiritual lives. If you don't talk to Jesus, if he's not the center of your life, it's like not being able to breathe. Your soul slowly loses contact with him. And that's what I think I've said to you before, is the secular society we live in. It's human faith. We believe what people tell us, what governments tell us, but forgetting that the one we have to believe and really accept him into our hearts is Jesus, the word, the truth, and the life, and the way. All the things that he promised us, he would give to us when we fulfill our part in turning to him. So let's turn to him today and ask Jesus to lay his healing hand upon you and to renew you spiritually and physically. Lord Jesus, I thank you for my brothers and sisters today on this website. Jesus, you know their intentions. I pray that you lay your healing hand upon them, Lord, that you heal spiritually their needs, that you take away fear and anxiety and worry, that you, Lord Jesus, will help all of us to remember your beautiful words when you said, I have come that you may have life and have it in abundance. Lord, we know that for us as Catholics, every time we receive you in Holy Communion is the most powerful and beautiful blood transfusion of your own body and blood into our human bodies to give us strength and healing. I pray for those who are suffering from physical infirmities, whatever they may be, or those who are in great discouragement or depressed, for those who have addictions, Lord, for those who are going through difficult marriages, for those who have lost loved ones, Lord, and are grieving. Jesus, all these are real pain and suffering, and you are the source of all healing. I pray that you would heal my brothers and sisters in whatever area today they are asking me to pray for them. And I ask you, Mary, our mother, to please intercede. Mary, please ask Jesus to send the power of his Holy Spirit upon every person on the website today and those who will ask me for prayers. I pray to St. John Paul, to all the great saints, St. Philomena, St. Therese, Little Flower of Jesus, St. Therese of Avila. I ask you to please help all of us through your intercession with Jesus, that we will come to know him, to love him, and to trust in him. Amen. God bless you all, and know that you're in my prayers. And I'll remind you again that I'm on Skype on the 16th of April, the phone on the 17th, and the 19th FaceTime. And thank you again for all your support, your monetary support, and prayers for this ministry. With Father Kevin, Father Kevin is praying for you. I think of him so often, all the masses he said, for all the intentions, over 42 years of ministering. But now Father Pablo, he offers mass for you, and Jackie and myself and Father Pablo pray for you every day. We're very thankful. You know, Jackie's with me now 37 years, and what a gift she is. So I ask you to pray for Jackie and her dear husband Joe, and they have 8 children and 5 grandchildren. And you're a big family like that, you always have need of prayer. So you please pray for Jackie, and pray for me. I'm getting on, but thanks be to God, I'm able to do the work of the Lord to make him known and loved. God bless you all. Love you, and I'll talk to you very soon again. Bye-bye now.